Welcome back, my loves, for another episode of The Multi-Orgasmic Billionaire. This is Tilly Storm, and I'm wondering, have you ever felt stuck in your business or career, or maybe life in general, or you felt creatively blocked in the bedroom? Ugh, I hear this so much from many of my clients. I know what it's like to feel stuck and like nothing is changing. Oh my gosh, I have this going on in my own life with finding a place to live. But maybe it is that you are taking the steps that you need to take. You are taking the actions and still you're not seeing the results in your business or in your life. Ugh, I know. I am so right there with you. And in the bedroom, maybe you feel bored, but at the same time, you don't have the energy or even the capacity to put forth effort anymore to try anything different. You'd like to, if only you knew what to do or try and how to make it easy. But the effort, the conversations, it all seems almost not worth it. So you just don't. I've been there and I know how to get out as well. So today I'm going to teach you 4 steps to overcome creative blocks in the bedroom and in your business or career on today's episode. Welcome to the Multi-Orgasmic Millionaire Podcast, where sexual liberation meets financial empowerment. Join me, Tilly Storm, top 20 sex coach worldwide, on my own journey to becoming a multi-orgasmic millionaire through the mystical art of sex magic, financial savvy, and guidance from my very own mystical yoni oracle. I'm going to reveal how I'm turning orgasms into cold, hard cash. Get ready to dive deep and discover the secrets to living a life of abundance on your own multi-orgasmic terms. All right, ladies. So the first way to overcome creative blocks in the bedroom and in your business career, or maybe your life in general, is something that you're probably not going to like. So we're going to get this one out of the way first. It is to surrender and let go of control. I know this is probably really hard to hear, but I'm telling you, it is the key to moving forward. As a feminine essence woman, if that is your primary essence, then surrendering and letting go of control, asking for support, asking for help, the best thing that you could do is to find gratitude and appreciation and even pleasure in your present situation and circumstance. I know I've been having a hell of a time finding a new home to live in. Trust me, it's been like 3 months now, and we've been rejected so many times. So many things have fallen through for the silliest of reasons. And honestly, when I've just gotten to the point of going to go on my gratitude walk for the day, I'm going to be grateful for this time that I have living right by the beach. It's literally like 50 steps from the house we're staying in right now. We have the gym like less than a block away, all of these things that are so close and the location is so wonderful. So just finding gratitude in that and really just letting go of the outcome, letting go of trying to move things forward on my timeline and trusting that the perfect timeline and the perfect home will present itself when it's time. It's very challenging as an ambitious woman. And I know for all of my clients and for you too, that this is probably something that you're really struggling with. But I want you to know that the sooner that you are able to let go of control and to surrender to the timeline of the universe, of God, of whoever, the sooner you're going to get out of the creative funk, get out of the block, and be able to move forward with things. So asking for help is another big key to this. I have surrendered and let go so much. I have let my partner know that, you know what, the next thing I want to hear about moving into a new home is, look, honey, this is the home we're going to move into now. So I've basically just given over the task and all of the weight of finding a new home to him because I got so burnt out from it and so tired of it that I just couldn't do it anymore. I didn't want to do it anymore. It wasn't exciting or fun anymore. So I got in my pleasure, I found my pleasure again, and I found the things that lit me up to spend my time doing instead of this because it was no longer fun for me. At first it was, but then it got not fun. And when it became not fun anymore, that's when I had to ask for support and help and be like, look, can you help me out with this? Because this is not fun for me anymore. I hope it's fun for you. Surrender, let go of control, ask for help and support in the area of life that you need the help and support. Okay, the second way to overcome creative blocks in the bedroom and in your business or career or life in general. Okay, I have a client right now in my group program called the Multi-Orgasmic Bliss Group Program. She has been creatively blocked and basically stuck in her business, not making the money that she's been wanting to make for several years. Like, we're talking 4 or 5 years now. And she came into my program after having spent so much money on programs, coaching programs, courses, all on business, all on how to create the income and the impact and all of these things. And then finally, she's, you know what? Maybe if I just begin to focus on pleasure, maybe there's something here for me. Maybe I just need to get back in touch with my pleasure. And sure enough, she signed up for my group program. And just this past week, she has made a huge decision to move countries to her home country. So she's been feeling super not turned on and blocked living in the United States. So she's decided to move back to her home country. And to make that leap also required her really clearing some patterns in her relationships that she's always put men first, that she's always put everything aside and her wishes and dreams aside to follow the men in her life. And she finally decided the last week that she was no longer available and willing to do that anymore. So she's moving herself back to her home country and doing what she needs to do to get in a place where she feels inspired and lit up again. Sometimes physical proximity to things that do light you up is a complete game changer. Being in a place that actually inspires you. This is actually number three, okay? Being in a place that inspires you, surrounding yourself with inspirational things is a way to overcome creative blocks in the bedroom. But let's go back to number two, which was clearing stuck and stagnant energy and emotion from your sexual center. So what this meant for this gal, she finally got past this creative block and this stuckness in her business when she started doing the healing practices I gave her in our multi-orgasmic bliss group program. So there are so many healing practices to help release stuck and stagnant energy from the creative center itself, which is the pelvic bowl. And in the Taoist tradition, so I teach the jade egg practice and many Taoist and tantric practices in all of my coaching programs, but in this one in particular, we're really focused on supporting a woman to heal from different sexual dysfunctions. And sometimes it's not even a dysfunction, it's just a challenge. So for her, the challenge was, I'm feeling creatively blocked. So when she went to her sexual center to move that stuck and stagnant energy that's been there for so long, she actually was able to make a different kind of decision from a different identity, one who chooses pleasure instead of who sacrifices her pleasure for the men in her life. Moving stuck and stagnant energy is the second way to overcome creative blocks in the bedroom and in your business or career. Okay, so let's talk about that third one real quick. So being willing to surround yourself with places that inspire you, taking a trip, removing yourself from your current environment that has you feeling stuck and stagnant. An inspirational place can be an absolute game changer in reigniting that creative spark inside of you. I know one of my friends in particular moved from a cold northeastern state down into New Orleans because being in that environment really kept her from feeling inspired in her life. So sometimes changing up your environment can do absolute wonders for getting you out of a creative funk. If you're someone who loves to travel, most people love to travel because they get inspired when they do, because they're not in the same surroundings that they're on a day-to-day basis. And that has a way of really reigniting that sacral chakra energy inside, which is so important for feeling alive and vibrant and having fresh, new springtime energy in your body and in your life that give you new ideas, that birth new projects, that birth new businesses, new creative things to try in the bedroom even, okay? So let's talk about getting out of the creative funk in the bedroom because I haven't specifically addressed that one yet. So this one, you've got to be willing and curious to try new things. So many women that come to me for not feeling creative in the bedroom sometimes it's not that they're not willing to try new things. It's just that they don't know how to do it in a way that feels safe. For example, if husband wants to try some kinky fantasy BDSM type thing, and she's never explored that area before, just going at it alone, not having been trained in this, not knowing really how do we make this safe for both of us and not do any damage, sometimes that will keep her from moving forward with that altogether. So she might be willing to try, but the curiosity isn't enough to get her to actually take the leap to do it because there's not a base of safety to support this exploration. So sometimes getting out of a creative funk in the bedroom can happen when people go work with me in my Epic Sex Blueprint program for couples, for example, because in a space like that, you have guided date nights where you're actually just following audio guided formats of what to do, what to try with someone who actually knows what they're doing in this stuff, who can help you make it feel safe. Another example of this is if you are interested in learning things like tantric sex or sacred sexuality practices, and you want to incorporate that into your sexual life, but your partner seems unwilling or not curious about that at all, or maybe even resistant to it, or has no idea what that means. This is something, again, that can really dampen the creativity in your relationship because one person seems to not be interested or doesn't really know what that means in the first place. They don't understand what it is that you're really looking for. Having a trusted guide to show your partner what it means that you are looking for and to actually give them the roadmap to create a sacred sexual experience with you can be so valuable because if you're someone who really wants to be able to surrender and let go of control in the bedroom, and you want to be in that more surrendered feminine state, trying to teach a partner what to do and show them the ropes, being in that mentorship role or showing them what you want, isn't something that you probably want to do. I understand that. I know that because that's how I am myself. When I got together with my partner, that was one of the things that was very clear from the beginning is that I didn't want to have to show him all of the things that I wanted to do. I wanted to bring someone else in for someone to teach him and not for me to have to take that role. So this is very common for feminine women. And it can also be a way that blocks you from trying new things because you don't know how to get the support. You don't know where to bring in the help and the support to actually make that happen, to explore new territory in your relationship. So bringing someone in who can be a third party in that, who can be an advocate for you in that, and teach your partner what it is that you're looking for and give you the guided practices and the support to actually do it in a way that feels safe for both of you is so supportive. So let's talk about the final way to overcome creative blocks in the bedroom and in your business or career. All right, this one is to do ovarian breathing to reignite your creative power. I actually have a practice that I give out for free in my 5 days to epic pleasure and passion training. It's called the Fountain of Youth. And the Fountain of Youth practice is a kidney and ovarian practice. It comes from the Taoist tradition. And this practice is really potent because it's working with the energy of your pelvis. So this isn't ovarian breathing per se, but it kind of is like ovarian breathing in that you are actually paying attention to the energy of your ovaries to reignite the creative potential and the power that your ovaries have. Even if your ovaries have been removed, this means that you can still work with the energy of the ovaries, even if they are no longer in your body. So ovarian breathing is also a practice that you can use to help ignite that creative power that exists inside of your ovaries because your ovaries are where your eggs are, and your eggs are literally the creative life force energy all packed into two very tiny organs in your body. So all of that creative power and juice that you contain all lies in your ovaries. And if we bring intentional breath and we create an intention to ignite that energy and to support that energy to begin flowing as we use tantric techniques of breath, sound, and movement, we can actually unstuck ourselves. We can unstuck that energy and we can get it flowing and get it moving through the body again, which can have some very powerful physical changes and emotional changes. So a lot of times a creative block will happen because you are emotionally blocked. And when you work with the felt sense, the sensation of the block, and you use breath, sound, and movement to move it through your body, you actually free up space to allow that creative life force to flow through your body again. So I hope you enjoyed that. Real quick, we're going to do a recap. The first way to overcome creative blocks in the bedroom was to surrender and let go of control, to ask for help and support from loved ones in the areas that you need it. Number two was to clear stuck and stagnant energy and emotion from your sexual center by engaging in self-pleasure healing practices that are really given to you in my Sex Goddess private coaching or multi-orgasmic bliss group coaching program. Number three, to surround yourself with sources of inspiration, taking trips, removing yourself from your current environment, putting yourself somewhere you've never been before. Number four is being willing and curious to try new things, both in the bedroom and in your business, like in my Epic Sex Blueprint program for couples. And number five is to do ovarian breathing to reignite your creative power and get that creative juice and inspiration flowing again. If any of these things interest you and you'd like to take this a step further, then I want you to either download my free mini course and training, 5 days to Epic Pleasure and Passion for High Achieving Women. That's at the link in the show notes. And you can definitely book a complimentary pleasure assessment call with me to where we can really discover your specific blocks and obstacles in the way of you getting out of this creative funk, whether it's in your business, your life in general, or in your bedroom. Go download the mini course now at the link in the show notes. Book the pleasure assessment call. You can do that from the link in the show notes as well. And if you're interested in purchasing a jade egg, I sell those at my online shop. And that is in, guess what? The link in the show notes too. All right, loves. Thank you so much for joining me here today. And we'll see you next week. All right, bye.